horns, hook 'em horns. Boys, they got 'em. They hooked 'em and they drug 'em down the field and squashed 'em. Ah, them poor Trojans. I thought they had it, but the horns prevailed. Folks, what the hell? It's a great game. I love college football, and it's right around the corner. Stay tuned and listen up to Bob's famous college football brunch and beer bash. I got the recipes, I got the food, and I got my smoker fired up. Homebrew. Oh, almost forgot. The beautiful sidekick, the wonderful Miss Claudia. She's alongside. Listen up, folks. It's going to be a great show. Hook 'em horns!
Hook 'em horns,
Bob? Hook 'em horns!
Hook 'em horns.
See my horns? Hook 'em! Hook 'em! Gower, gore 'em! Gore 'em to death!
And what's with forgetting me?
Oh, woo!
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Thanks, Bob.
Let me tell you, Claudia.
Got your cooker, got your smoker, whatever the heck you got. You got your, what else did you say? Your beer. I'm like the bottom of the list.
Anyway, college football, folks, ain't nothing
just
better.
What
it's
I
the
say.
Best thing in the world. We got college football right around the corner. That means 10 hours a day of football, Claudia, on Saturday, and another 12 hours of football on Sunday, and then another 3 hours of football on Monday. Hell, I don't know. I just love it. I love that pigskin flying around the field. It's the best damn feeling in the world. And don't you shush me, Miss Claudia. I'm excited as hell. I can't wait. It's football season, folks, right around the corner.
Oh.
And Bob's got his...
What do I got?
I don't know. Bob's got one hanging. I've got a college football brunch coming up, and you're invited, Miss Claudia. Are you going to be there?
I don't think so.
You better be.
Oh, my gosh.
It starts early.
Football.
Sunrise while I'm up, 6 a.m. on college football Saturday. And guess what I'm doing, folks? I'm firing up the grill with some hickory wood.
Hickory.
Hickory. You want hickory?
That was what you used on our hickory liquor.
Hickory liquor. We ain't doing no liquor on Saturday. We're doing...
I wonder if other women out there are dreading the football season.
I don't care. They don't know what they're missing. Some of them.
I like it.
The women who surrendered and learned the game, they're loving life because their men are loving it.
No. I love the game. It's not that. It's just the time involved. Where are you going?
I'm standing up. I'm too excited. I got to keep pacing the floor. It's college football. Don't you get it?
Yeah, I get it. I get...
You got the fight songs. You got the tailgating. You got the beer.
Yeah, you got the beer, but I want to know what you're cooking.
Well, like I said, about 5 in the morning. Well, maybe 6. Depends on how Friday night was. I'm going to get up and I'm going to get me my hickory fire started. Let them coals burn down. Get that hickory going. And then I'm going to pop on a big fatty.
A what?
A big fatty.
That's the name of your recipe? A big fatty?
That's one of them.
Oh my God.
About 6 in the morning, we're going to throw on a big fatty. What that is a big 1-pound roll of Jimmy Dean sausage. Premium sausage. Now, you got to make sure.
Where do you come up with these names?
No, I don't. This is a famous recipe. Everybody knows a big fatty.
They do?
Hell, I don't know. I know.
They,
do you know?
They call it a big fatty?
I call it a big fatty.
This isn't
and what
like,
you do...
Wait. This isn't like dirty rice that everybody knows what it is? Does everybody know
All these guys listen, they'll know what a big fatty is.
Oh.
Anyway, I get that big fatty fired
That's
up.
That's what I'm afraid of. Okay.
And I cut the end off. Make sure when you're cutting that casing of the sausage off, you don't lose the shape of the big fatty.
Oh.
And I usually cook about 2 or 3. Depends on how many people are coming over. You want to cook maybe 2, 3, 4, I don't know, 5, 6, whatever. That's the first thing I get going. I get that smoker low and slow, and I get it around 210, 220.
Okay.
Get it going. And then I start putting...
This is the part you have got to teach me.
What? Indirect heat, Claudia.
Thing. Yeah.
Heat's over here. Meat's over there. Heat and smoke up and out.
I gotcha.
Cook the meat.
Yeah.
It's not like heat here and meat here.
But you know what?
See the meat?
But you know what? This is
Are you looking at the meat? You see the fire?
Yes.
All right, that's grilling.
All right, but that's where I give you guys credit.
And this is smoking.
I give men credit. You know why I give you guys credit? You guys have patience to do this smoking thing.
Woo-hoo.
I have no patience.
Well,
maybe it's from being on the computer so much. It's like download, download, download.
I don't know.
And the fact that I drink so much coffee.
All I know is that great things take time.
That's true.
Isn't that right?
That's very true.
Great patience. The greatest wines take many years. The greatest beers take several months, years.
Couldn't do that either. No patience. I have patience with my kids, and that's about it.
That's why when I make some of my great beers for aging, I'll put them in the case and I'll throw them in the garage and forget about them.
Really? For how long?
I got some in there still going. Some barley wine. I got some Stars and Bars. The South Will Rise Again. Barley wine.
Really?
It's aging right now in my garage. It's been there a year and a half.
Oh my God.
It'll be there another year and a half. And it'll be there another year and a half after that. And it'll still be good. Wait,
Bob, get back to your discussion.
All right, anyway, you got the big fatty on the grill. Now, that big fatty, what you can do is you can cut it open a little bit, and you can even stuff it with cheese, or you can stuff it with cheese and jalapeno.
Oh, I like the cheese and jalapeno.
Ooh-wee. Oh, you get a little big fatty surprise.
That's really good.
Guess what else we're doing, Miss Claudia?
What else?
We're throwing on some hog candy.
Hog candy.
Some of them people out there know it as pig candy, but I like hogs, so I make it hog candy. Okay. Yeah, it's big, thick-cut bacon with maple syrup over the top, or you can put brown sugar, but I like maple syrup over the top of that bacon, and I even lightly pepper the top with some cayenne pepper to give a little heat and a little sweet. You like the heat and sweet? That's what I like.
Wow.
And I put that in there, and it candies in there. Smokes for about an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on how your smoker goes. And then you pull it out, and it's hog candy. It's good.
Okay, so you're going to have hog candy and a
hog candy.
And a big fatty. This doesn't
sound fatty.
Doesn't sound like a very heart-friendly meal, does it?
Oh, no, and at the same time I'm doing that, see, this is early in the morning. This stuff gets cooking now. 6 a.m., 7, 8 a.m. rolls around. Folks start showing up between 8 and 9. I got some of my home roasted Bob's coffee going.
Coffee.
Bob's home roasted coffee. How do you say it, Claudia?
I never heard anybody say it like that.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Anyway, we do our own roast here at Bob's house. I like to do it kind of dark, medium dark. And we'll talk about that on another show.
I did. Your carcinogens.
Then we have some homebrew flowing and maybe some mimosas. You know what a mimosa is, Claudia?
Yeah, the orange juice.
Orange juice and what?
Champagne.
That's very good. How about a Bloody Mary?
I don't like Bloody Mary.
At my house, when I make some Bloody Marys, I make them spicy. Spicy.
Use the...
And I put in what? What do I put in, Miss Claudia? Pickled asparagus?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Pickled asparagus?
Mm-hmm. And some blue cheese olives. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sounds good.
Ooh.
I've never had a blue cheese.
White pepper?
Oh, yes, I have.
I got a recipe for Bloody Mary.
I could eat olives.
It'll blow
like popcorn.
Your lips off. Come on now. Come on now. You're having a little breakfast Bloody Mary. Got some scrambled eggs with some Philly cream cheese melted in it. Make it nice and creamy.
Okay, so get to the recipe.
Bagels. Onion bagels, everything bagel, and some garlic bagels. And then I use Bob butter.
What's Bob butter?
Bob butter is cream cheese. And sometimes in Bob's butter, I like to mix in some hot sauce. Yeah, whatever you like. A little hot sauce, a little garlic, fresh chopped garlic in there. Mix that up, put that on your bagel. Wow. Oh, man, that that's so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Then maybe even
really
make
good.
Some potatoes O'Brien. And I serve that. You know what potatoes O'Brien is?
You know what's potatoes O'Brien?
You don't know what potatoes O'Brien is?
I want to hear your version.
Oh, my God. People are laughing at you.
You want to hear your... Is it your own version of potatoes O'Brien?
It's potatoes O'Brien. I don't know any other version. Chopped small potatoes about that big, Miss Claudia. About the size of the half of your thumb.
I got little thumbs.
And you fry them up. And you put some red pepper, some green pepper, and some onion.
Ooh, that's good.
Now, there's a little place down by us. It's called the White House. They serve potatoes O'Brien. You ever had those?
That is the best joint in the world.
You been there?
Yes.
It's pretty good, ain't it?
Oh.
It's a plug, plug, plug.
Yeah, if you guys ever come to Southern California, Laguna Beach, check out the White House.
I can't speak for nothing else in that town, but for White House, I can speak for
it. What are you talking about, Scott? It just got voted one of the 10 most beautiful beaches in the United States.
Yeah, it's each his own.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
Anyway, so we got that going. And while the fatties are cooking and that hog candy's getting going, then after we get eating breakfast and we start drinking, then I throw on my famous Bob's double smoke, double hickory smoke wings. Chicken wings.
Oh,
ain't nothing but a wing. Bob, ain't nothing but a wing.
Did you ever tell them about your chicken? Oh, you don't know about Bob and chicken wings.
Chicken wings. I'm a chicken wing freak.
No.
I'm famous. There's people talking about me eating wings.
Whenever Bob drinks too much,
ain't that awful.
Once in a while, and it's usually at night. Once in a great while, I know he's really had too much when he starts making chicken wings at 3 a.m. I mean, like 50 of them.
And it's then probably, what do you do in my house 3 a.m?
Big bowl of sauce, and then
dipping them in there.
And then one time you forgot to turn the stove off, I think. You could be smoking them outside at 2 a.m. You cooked them in the oven and left the stove on. Bob was careless. And I'm smelling all these chicken wings in the middle of the night.
Folks, I gotta tell you, any time is the right time.
And I go down, I go looking, and I see Bob sitting there, and he's got,
as Tommy Boy would say, Bobby want wingy.
Yeah, but you had hot sauce, you had chicken wing sauce in your mustache. In your beard.
In my billy goat.
You were eating chicken wings like popcorn. Never saw anything like that in my life. And I said, uh-oh, Bob's had too much to drink.
Anyway, I do a double smoke, folks. I get 5 to 10 pounds, maybe even 15 pounds of chicken wings. I cook them all day long while we're watching football. Usually, folks,
15 pounds?
Well, it depends how many boys are around. If there's 3 or 4 guys, 15 pounds. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, Claudia, you believe me for a second, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, over miles, maybe. But no, we usually cook 5, 10 pounds, whatever. Depends how many people on there. I usually do about 2 pounds of wings per person.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Claudia. I got you again.
I'm not.
You're not the sharpest tool in the drawer, are you?
Shut up.
I usually do about...
You're talking so fast, I didn't even hear what you
said. I usually do about 10 wings per guy.
That's not enough.
And then I do the lip. Oh, but Claudia, look at all this food you got.
I could eat 10 wings in a snap.
You can eat 10 wings?
Easy.
Wings are wings.
I'm not
talking about little drumettes. I'm talking about real size chicken wing.
10 is not enough.
A nice, full chicken wing. I don't cook the drumettes and the little thing.
15 per guy.
Okay, you heard it, folks. I'm going to up it this year. Those of you coming over to the college football brunch and beer bash, you're going to get 15 wings.
15.
Anyway, that's what we do.
Okay.
And this double smoked hickory wing, what I do is I throw them in one of them foil tin pans.
Yeah.
And I pour beer on the bottom of it to kind of help keep it moist.
Wow.
And I throw it in there for about hour and a half, depends. Whenever I think it's done, start falling apart. Then I pull them out, and then I'll have 3 or 4 different sauces out in case, you know, ranging from mild, people like you want to eat ketchup on their wing.
Oh, that's not true.
And then, yes, it is. And then medium, and then hot, and then Bob hot.
Well, do you make your own sauce, or do you...
I make my own sauce.
You do?
Yes, I do. It's called Bob's Burner.
Bob's Burner.
Because it's burning on the way in, and it's burning on the way out.
It's not as hot as your red as your red dragon dipping
sauce.
And
then I like to play that Johnny Cash song. And it burns, 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 it's a burning ring of fire.
Didn't they use it for the Preparation H commercial?
They did not, Claudia. Here we go again. More toilet humor, talking about food and toilets. Well,
no, but let me ask you a question. So you make your own sauce, and you're going to make like 4 sauces?
You know, there's something else I like to do once in a while, is I also like to get some of them kielbasa, Polska kielbasas.
Yeah.
And I cut them up about an inch long, and I put them in a tinfoil pouch with some onion and some of that delicious Tabasco garlic sauce.
Oh my, that is
really
good.
With chopped onion
stuff
on top.
That garlic.
And I throw them on the grill and let them bark. And I put those with it. People love with eggs. Eggs and a Philly cream cheese and throw some of that kielbasa next to it. Woo!
We got a good menu here for this brunch. Mm.
See, I know you folks out there right now thinking, I want to go to Bob's house. For
yeah,
brunch.
You would want to go to Bob's.
Champagne flowing. And then on top of all of that, you got at least 3 or 4 beers flowing. I got 15, 20, 30 gallons of beer going. Take your pick. What do you want? What's your poison? I got triple Belgian. I got high gravity lagers. I've got whatever you want. IPA. I got pale ale. I got American pale ale. I got whatever. I got stuff in the garage too. If you get real crazy, I'll pull it out and freeze it down. We go crazy. Hey, especially when the big game starts on that day. Usually there's one of the games we like to watch more than the other ones. But boy, we don't care. Any football
game. What's your favorite game?
My favorite game? I'll tell you what, folks. There's a lot of my favorite games. But I like Rival Week.
Yeah?
I like when, like, Army-Navy.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
My favorite rival probably be, I like Florida State.
Yeah.
I like Texas against anybody.
You like SC against
Texas, Oklahoma.
You like SC against Notre Dame.
That's the big one. That's the granddaddy. SC and Notre Dame. Now, don't get me talking about SC now. I tell you what, that last year's SC Notre Dame game, that was one of the greatest football games in the history of, I can't remember a better one. I was so excited. We couldn't believe it. Poor Notre Dame, they got crushed right at the end.
It was, wasn't
one
it
hell
close?
Of a game. It was, SC lost a game. They pulled that game out of the jaws of death.
I was going to say they didn't lose.
They didn't lose. They won. They lost. Who did they lose to, Miss Claudia? Hook 'em horns! Hook 'em horns! That's who they lost to. They got gored, and then they got drugged down the field, and then they got beat. Well, that's the way it goes.
C'est la vie,
you poor rich kids.
So you're giving them pretty much basically a menu for this, giving some recipes. And
wait, I want to talk about SEC football. I want to talk about Big 12 football.
So now you're venturing out of your forum for
food. All right, I won't talk about it. I don't know anything about football.
Yes, you do.
That's, I know a little bit. 32 belly option. I'm go. Ready.
Stick to the barbecue, Bob.
I know.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Did I play football? Yes, I did.
You did.
I was pretty good.
Glory days.
I was a legend in my own mind. I was like, what's his name? Bundy on that.
Why do you guys do that? Why do you all do that?
I remember is the CIF championship game and the state championship.
You'll be like 50 and you're still talking about when I was 17. It's like, you make me laugh. But I bet you were something, Bob.
Well, I wasn't that good.
I bet you were. Here, let me ask you a
question. I like to hit people. I like smash mouth football, folks. That's what I like. Smash mouth. You know what smash mouth football is?
No.
That's from your town.
I don't
Chi-town, know. Then where are you from?
Yes, watch it.
My, what?
Don't get nasty.
The Bears? Dick Butkus?
Greatest. I love Dick Butkus.
What's wrong with Dick?
I love him. I love him and I love Ditka.
Mike Ditka. Now that's the guy who always talks about smash mouth football.
I love Ditka.
You like Mike Ditka?
I do. I know a lot of people don't like him, but I like him.
Ditka's welcome over to my house anytime.
Love Mike Ditka.
In fact, he's invited this year, folks.
I went to his restaurant in Chicago last year.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Awesome.
Hey.
Anyway, that's pretty much the recipe for success, folks, for a great college football
brunch. Yeah.
This is a total brunch. Half of it's cooked. When people come in the morning and they smell that wood burning and they see you're out there already cooking 8, 9 in the morning, they're excited, folks. They're so happy to be there. They can't believe somebody's got that much gusto about college football, and it matches their own gusto, and then it builds excitement, and everybody loves the games, and there's a little betting going on.
So let me ask you a question, Bob. This is very important. Is this really going to be the guy doing the cooking, or is this some poor schlump's wife doing all the cooking?
This is poor schlump Bob doing all the cooking.
No. But I mean, really, it should be the guy doing this stuff.
Of
right?
course, this is all the guy stuff. This is guy food. I don't know anything that's more guy food. The only thing that's chick on here is the mimosa.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I won't be drinking any mimosas.
No. But you know what?
Of course, at my house, too, after about, you know, the late afternoon games, we open up the bar. And
I think this is to get you guys all in the big spirit, right?
That's right. I want everybody to get excited this year. This is going to be a great college football season. We got SEC football. We got Big 12 football. We got Pac-10 football. We got ACC football. We got it all, folks. There's so many games out there with great teams and great players. And these guys ain't making millions of dollars. Maybe some of them will be making millions in the future. But most of them will never play football again, and they know it. And they're out there playing for pride, self-pride, school pride.
That's very nice.
And I like that. You know, these pros, they're exciting too, and there have been some great games, but they ain't playing. They're playing for big money. Okay. There's a difference playing for big money and just playing for the love of the game.
That's right.
That's why I like the college football. Folks, it ain't as polluted. There's a little pollution, and we're trying to fix that up.
Well, I think this is awesome. So go recap it, Bob. Recap the menu.
Folks, homebrew mimosas and Bloody Marys when you walk in the door with pickled asparagus and blue cheese olives in them Bloody Marys.
Okay.
Then you're gonna, and if you don't want to drink that early, I got some Bob's home roasted coffee.
That's very good. Well, I think people probably have both. Go ahead.
I usually do a Sumatra, roasted Sumatra bean, green Sumatra bean down. Then we're going to have scrambled eggs, Philly cream cheese with Philly cream cheese in the eggs. You're going to have some bagels with onions, onion bagel, everything bagel, a garlic bagel with Bob butter.
Cream cheese.
Well, I put a little hot sauce in that cream cheese sometimes, so you can have that if you want Bob butter.
Okay.
Then we got potatoes O'Brien. Then at that early in the morning, I already threw on a big fatty, some hog candy, and some double smoked hickory barbecue Bob wings.
Very good.
With different kinds of sauce, so you don't have to be stuck with the hot ones.
All right, let me ask you this. Also in this mix, besides all this stuff, are you
going to have big fatty, don't forget, we're going to stuff one of them with cheese and one of them with jalapeno cheese.
Can you do... Oh, okay. But what I was going to ask you is, you also having things like chips and like that?
Now, you know what, folks? That big fatty, that's going to take... You got to get that internal temperature to about 170 degrees. That might take 2 to 3 hours even. So that's why I said about 6 o'clock... You know, about 7, about 6:30, your coals will be about right. So about 7, about 9:30 when you're going to serve that big fatty. That's about when everything comes together, about 9:30 when people start walking in the door.
Yeah, but here's what I was going to ask you. Are you going to also have things out like chips and dip or no?
No, not yet. This is breakfast.
Oh,
now,
yeah,
if somebody wants to bring along some Krispy Kreme donuts.
I don't think that would sit well with all that other stuff.
Oh, sure would.
It'd go great. I mean, to me, if I was coming into somebody's house and it was that spread there, I wouldn't want my Krispy Kreme.
Hey, you can throw... I mean, there's all kinds of things you can throw in. And we're talking about the kielbasa and the little tent I pitched, the foil tent. I'm pitching tents, Claudia. I'm pitching tents in the morning with foil. I'm pouring that kielbasa in there with some chopped onions, some garlic Tabasco hot sauce in there.
Great. Ooh-wee. That's super.
Throw that with the eggs. Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Way to go.
You like hot... Will you try my hog candy?
I want to try it.
Mm-mm.
When's the first game?
September 2nd.
Well, you're doing this show early.
Well, what month is it?
Well, it's almost August.
July's almost over, so August, we're only a month away. And a week or two.
Do you think someone's eager for the season to begin?
I'm excited, folks. I'm excited. I can't wait. Woo! I cannot wait, folks. This is going to be big. Big, big year. Big year.
Are you going to tell them what you're doing next week, or are we going to surprise them?
Nope. Surprise. Surprise, okay. Surprise, surprise, as Gomer would say.
All right. Well, everybody, we want to thank you for tuning in for this week. What's the name of your show this week, Bob?
The College Football Brunch and Beer Bash.
Oh, okay. You just added a little twist to the name, Bob.
It's called Chomping at the Bit.
Chomping at the Bit.
Well, thanks for listening, folks. I appreciate it. Hey, for those who like the website, go down and check it out. We got a new one that's going to be
coming.
Not yet.
10 more days.
10 more days. Counting down, folks. It's going to be a good one. New website, recipes, everything. New Highly Fandangles. You're going to love it.
All right, everybody. God bless.
Thanks for listening. God bless you.
See you next week.
Hook 'em horns.